first time we've seen anything like this come out of Europe. And, you know, what it's looking at is, you know, how can fishing communities, particularly the small inshore sector, you know, the small boat sector, how can they improve their business opportunities, their livelihoods, and but also how can we preserve the culture and the value of fishing communities, you know.
The initial meeting is on in Dunfanaghy tonight. We also have meetings coming up in Inver, in Burtonport, and in Carndonagh.
And also there'll be a meeting in Carrigart. It's not scheduled yet. And although those are the public meetings, I am anxious to talk to as many people as I can. And so if people want to contact me after the meetings, or, you know, get in touch if they have ideas, project ideas, particularly maybe, you know, with projects around adding value to seafood, artisan seafood processing, maybe, you know, new seaweed businesses or expanding seaweed businesses, seafood marketing, maritime heritage, and, of course, marine tourism as well as part of it. So, yeah, so that's the public meetings. If people want to come along but maybe don't want to talk about their ideas in public, just come along and, you know, hang on there at the end, come and talk to me at the end, and we can either talk about it then, or I'll follow up with people another day.
What sort of timescale are we talking in terms of these ideas needing to be in and some flesh put on them and submitted to Europe for adjudication, as it were?
Yeah, that's a good question. The actual timescale is very short. I have to have the plan written by the middle of June. It's important to note that while it's just for a 2-year plan or even an 18-month plan to take us to the end of 2014, this initiative from the EU will be bigger in the next round of European funding, 2015 to 2021. So as we do the plans now, we're writing the plans with an eye to the future. So maybe, you know, a small number of projects now to kind of get the thing up and going, and then a larger amount of money coming in 2015. So the strategy is for the next 2 years, but as I say, with an eye to the future. You know, we have a fishery local action group in Donegal made up of fishing community, county councils there, leaders represented. So we have this board, this fishery local action group board, and they will actually make the decisions on who gets the grants, like a leader board.